Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Sunday Sounds with me, Luke.
And me, Scott.
How are you doing?
All right, yeah. Do I have to say my name?
It helps.
They know me by
now. Yeah, just in case you've been replaced, which of course we could never do, because the production value that you bring is second to none.
I can see you've got your fingers crossed.
Yeah, both of them. Although, does that unjinx it? I can't quite remember how it does. If you had two crossed fingers, that was meant to be bad.
Well, yeah, you need two crossed fingers. You need two fingers to be able to cross them. So if, well, you can't really cross one unless you've had a bad accident. But anyway, let's I don't even know what's happening this week.
I spent the weekend in Skipton.
How the other half live.
It's, do you know what? It's lovely. It's lovely. It's meant to be the happiest place to live in Yorkshire.
Hmm. Where's it near?
I wouldn't know because I don't live there. Where's it near? It's a Bradford postcode, but don't let that put you off, because it's about another few miles up the road.
Yeah. Right.
It's technically West Yorkshire, but it's going up north. Yeah. It's
lovely.
Good. Yeah, it's nice. I didn't know anything about Skipton, but it's right on the canal. It's in between the Leeds-Liverpool canal. Well, not in between, but along the Leeds-Liverpool canal route. Lots of nice traditional boozers.
Is it a market town? I think it is, isn't it?
Well, there was a market on that day, yeah.
That's what I call a market town. Yeah. Is there a clock tower in the market town?
Well, there's a church which has got a clock on it, so I guess
that might be what I'm thinking of then.
But yeah, it's lovely, really nice, really nice, very dog friendly as well.
Oh, good.
So you could take Ola with you,
and then Lena.
Well, that should be fine.
Yeah,
she might prefer it. Yeah, so I'd recommend Skipton.
Skipton, how long does it take? An hour and a half.
About an hour and a half. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Although there was problems with the M62, so it took a bit longer. But yeah, nice. Had a nice B&B with parking, so. Dropped the car off and had a wander. Did a little boat trip down the canal.
Nice boozers.
Lovely boozers. Very traditional boozers. A lot of micro boozers as well, so they've obviously repurposed some old shop.
I prefer traditional boozers than micro boozers.
Well, there's a mixture of both, but there's some good traditional boozers. Yeah.
Very good.
But we've got seven excellent tracks.
Have
we? You've picked four of them this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've got Finn Wolfhard. Who you picked. Sprints, who were playing Float Along Festival. Actually, I tell a lie, I picked the last one, so you picked three. Grocery Bag, that's another one that you picked.
Yep.
And then I've got the Great Leslie Band, who we played quite a while ago. We've got their latest single. James Bruner, American artist. And one that long-time friend of the show, Wayne, has sent in to us, Man, Woman, Chainsaw. There's quite a lot going on in that one, but it's a belter.
Yeah, I have, because normally you send me, early in the week, you send me the set list.
Yes.
The playlist.
If you will.
And I listened to it, and there was two other songs that have got tremendously foul language in, and I said, do you realise they've got tremendously foul, is it tremendous if it's foul? I don't know. But anyway, bad language in, and I said, I don't think we can play this. So it's been changed several times, and as a result, I've got no idea what's going on today.
Ah, fine.
You probably won't notice any difference at home.
No. And then the last one of the show, Blue Oblivion, which is the brand new single from Grandma's House, literally came out on Friday. So yeah, a very good mix of songs. And we're not doing chart toppers this week. We're going back to the more traditional Guest of the Year, and I'll be the person taking Scott and the listeners down a trip down memory lane this week. So you'll have to guess when the events that I describe happened. And I'll try not. If you remember the last time I did Guess the Year, I actually told you the year.
And
which
didn't
we didn't realise until we listened back that I'd nosed it up.
No wonder I never get it, because I don't listen. Yeah, bit of a disadvantage.
It is, actually. That and remembering, which is the other key component of this game.
And my memory's not very good.
This is very short and sweet, and it's called Eat. We'll be right back. Very short and sweet.
Yep, didn't even get a chance to put the kettle on.
No, no.
But good.
Well, yeah, that was Finn Wolfhart with Eat. And you may recognise the name.
Nope.
I thought that's why he'd sent it me, because Stranger Things got a mention a few weeks ago. And he's an actor from Stranger Things, which I've never seen.
What's the character?
I don't know. I don't watch it, do I? I thought you'd know.
I watched the first series.
Right. Yeah.
Season, whatever you call it in America, isn't it?
Season, yeah.
And then I lost interest. It got a bit stupid.
Oh, fair enough.
So, no, I don't know.
Well, I've never watched...
I didn't know that.
...any of it, but yeah. So, yeah, he's obviously started a music career, and he released his solo debut album, Happy Birthday, last year, and that's taken from that album. He's got, as you imagine, he's obviously been kind of catapulted because of his already high profile. He's got quite a lot of stuff going on in terms of gigs, but they're all in America, so I'm not going to go through the list. If you do happen to be in America, or indeed Canada, you can check out his website, Finn Wolfhard Music, and maybe buy some tickets. But if that's the first you've heard of him, check him out on, wherever you stream
Stranger
your music.
Canada, we're on about going to Canada.
Oh, right, what, to see... Well, I'll tell you when the gig is then. It's October the 20th.
No, well, not that soon.
Oh, right, okay.
Not that soon, but yeah, we're planning a trip at some point.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Canada.
Yeah. So a few of Claire's friends have been, and one's going tomorrow, I think.
Right.
And the photos look absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And they never do it justice either, so for it to be a fantastic-looking photo.
Bloody
what
lovely.
What can it be like in real life, yeah. Luke? What can it be like? You don't know, do you?
Well, no.
Better.
Nice. Yeah. Lovely. Are you ready for...
Round one.
Round one of Guess the Year. Okay, so I'm going to go back to the traditional way of doing Guess the Year. So I'm going to give you some different categories of clues. So your first clue is a sport clue.
Oh, brilliant. I love sport. Well, I do love sport, but my memory of sport's not very good.
Your memory of anything's not very good. So
yeah, no, I realise.
You can't use that as an excuse.
Have to limit it to sport, but yeah.
Well, it's football, so that's a little bit more...
I know what that is.
Okay, fine, yeah. A little bit more than, you know, just general sport that you don't watch, maybe. So, this year, Germany won the World Cup. They defeated Argentina 1-0 in the final after extra time.
Right.
The tournament was famously marked by Germany's historic 7-1 thrashing of the host nation. I'm not going to tell you the host nation because that might be too much of a clue, in the semi-finals.
Right. Well, that probably does help a bit.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I watched that in the lead mill.
Oh, so you already know the answer?
No, I don't at all.
Oh, right. You remember the match, though?
I remember the match.
I should have given you that clue now. Anyway.
Well, you didn't know that I knew the match. Well, what do you mean? Anyway, this is... I've got information on one of the clues. It's only like me asking you a question, you have knowledge
just,
about
it. I don't want you to win.
This is my knowledge. it's not very good knowledge, it's just a vague memory.
I've realised I don't need to go that far back because your memory's that
sketchy. It works better the further you go back.
All right, okay.
But all I need a pen.
Excellent.
I haven't brought anything, I haven't got a pen or anything.
Well, you've got a pen. I don't know what's happened to that pen. Anyway, we'll get you a pen. We haven't even got any paper.
I know, I've told you. I could do it on my phone.
You could do it on your phone.
That's
yeah.
what these are for.
Right, okay.
Sorry,
that is your first clue. So Germany won the FIFA World Cup, defeating Argentina 1-0 after extra time in the final. That is your first clue. You've got another four clues, and then you're going to have to give me the answer.
Well, I don't have to. You can't legally make me, but I'll give it a go.
Spoil the game if you don't, but yeah. How are you doing at home? Hopefully better than Scott.
What was this Germany score?
They beat the host nation 7-1 in the semi-finals.
Oh,
I'm not going to tell you who the host nation.
That's a different memory I was thinking of altogether. I didn't watch that level. I'll just type it into the
phone. I'm thinking, this is going to be a really short game, and you were wrong anyway. Okay, fine. Right, let's give you some time to ponder while I talk about the second band. So this is the Great Leslie Band. This is their new single. It's called Syndra. It was released on the 30th of July. And, these have been quite busy. And I'll tell you a little bit more about how the album came about. But these have been touring with the likes of Franz Ferdinand most recently. So they've been busy. And, you know, James Blunt, the Beach Boys. They've been doing some quite cool stuff. But anyway, this is the new single. Syndra, the new single from the Great Leslie Band. They recorded that at Abbey Road Studios, and their debut album was entirely funded by their own fan base, and they raised over 30 grand, which is pretty good.
Hey, how much is it to... Well, I don't know, I'm asking
about
you.
About 30 grand, I would have thought.
Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah. Because that's where False Advertising recorded their album that we played last week.
Oh, yeah, and he said that they were too loud. They there got told go. Off for being too loud, yeah.
Yeah.
But another a little bit that I thought was pretty cool, I mean, you might not, but they were, so you know, well, we don't have it anymore, but in the UK we used to have like a selection programme for picking the Eurovision entry. It used to be called like Making Your Mind Up or whatever. Well, the Great Leslie Band were actually on the German version in 2025. They didn't quite make it, obviously, but yeah, they were almost there, and that was obviously broadcast to lots and lots of people. So that's pretty cool if you're into Eurovision, which I know you are.
if anyone's listening at home, that's an absolute lie.
So when we came up to yours to watch Eurovision that year, when Sam Ryder finished second, you'd got a Eurovision top on.
Well,
which
yes.
is one more than
yeah,
I
Yeah, that's harder to explain because...
Don't worry about it. I'm not interested.
That is hard to explain, but there is a good reason for that.
Yeah. Right, okay. So... Back to Guess the Year.
Wow, soon come round.
Indeed.
Right, so this is clue number... We had the first one, so this is clue number two.
B, if you will.
B?
Yes.
Okay.
So, this is your music clue.
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
I've heard of her.
Yes, good start. She released her fifth studio album, 1989. Became a massive global commercial blockbuster. I know you're a Swiftie, so... I'm sure that's helpful. I'm guessing no, based off that
question. No. I'm rubbish at this. Let's I don't know.
Should have done Guess the Dog.
Guess the Dog.
We're not doing Guess
Alsatian.
The Dog.
Alsatian.
Okay. So, propelled by mega hits like Shake It Off and Blank Space, they were.
Oh, they were the songs
particularly
off
1989. Songs off that album, 1989.
Right,
and that was kind of a transition from country to more poppy stuff.
Yeah. How many albums has she had since?
Well, I don't know. That was the fifth one. So, I'm not going to tell you because I don't know.
No.
But even if I did, I wouldn't, because it might.
That's just how you are. That's who you are now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Blimey.
But you've got an idea of how old she is, so that must help you a little bit.
Yes. I feel lost without a pen and paper. I'm going to get a pen and paper and I'm going to write these things down.
Okay, all right. Well, should we have... this is one of your picks.
Yes, these are playing Float Along.
They are.
Which I'm keen to go to.
Yes.
I can't... You're away for it, aren't you?
We're coming back from Greece that day. So, yeah, basically, I won't be able to come.
Hobby's just come back from Greece.
I know, yeah. So I texted him about something and replied saying, I'll text him because he'd recommended Horse Girl. And we played it, and I said, "Oh, you listen to this. We're on the radio playing this." And he said, "Oh no, I can't. I'm in Greece." It took him ages to reply, but doesn't make any difference.
At least you got a reply.
Yeah, it makes no odds whether he's in Greece or not.
Well, no, he's still listening. He's still got ears and technology.
Yeah,
but yeah,
but I've had slow replies when he'd been in Sheffield. So
yeah. Yeah, this one is called "Trickle Down." Get your peepers. No, that's your eyes, isn't it? Get your listening things.
Ears?
Ears, yeah. Alright, listen to this.
Has anyone ever tried to explain trickle-down economics to you in a bar? I'm just waiting, my whole life is waiting. I'm just waiting for pay, but losing sense on inflation. Like a city on the brink of gestation, aren't we supposed to be some kind of first world nation? Change, see you later. Sit to death, they're just unanimous behavior. Think I wanna give
administration. I mean, have you seen the state of our government situation? Do we all decide to succumb to Americanization? Think I'm just gonna join the list of endless hospital patients because it really feels like.
That was Trickle Down by Sprints. I think what you were you going for lug holes there? Get your wrap your lug holes round this, maybe.
No, there's a phrase. We'll hearing something like you, I don't know, I can't remember.
Okay, yeah, anyway. Yes, that was Trickle Down.
Good though, wasn't it?
Yes, very good. The new one from Sprints. They're from Ireland, based in Dublin.
Didn't know that.
Well, there you go. Just told you, mate, yeah. They are made up of Carla, Sam, Jack and Zach, and they released their debut album Letter to Self in 2024, and they've been quite busy since then. As Scott mentioned, they're playing Sydney and Matilda for Float Along on September the 26th. Still time to get tickets for that.
Might go to that with Wayne.
I think Wayne does want to go.
There we go, I thought he might. He'd like Sprints.
Yeah, and then after that they're playing a few gigs in Europe, so they've got Switzerland, Germany and the Netherlands. If you want to learn more about them, www.sprintsmusic.com.
Marvelous.
That was a good pick, actually. I did enjoy that. Yes.
Good.
Marvellous.
So we've got four more.
We have, yes, we have.
And
indeed.
Some more clues.
Yeah, still got Grandma's House, Man, Woman, Chainsaw, Grocery Bag and James Bruner to come. So don't go anywhere and risk missing out on that music.
And we've still got my record of the week to come.
Yes, we have indeed.
And you don't know what it is.
Well, I do, because you've only picked one out of the next four.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a giveaway.
It's not one of them.
Right.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. I feel silly now.
Yeah, you should.
How presumptuous.
Yeah, it's first time ever a record of the week isn't one of my picks.
Yeah, and well, you are surprising because you're also quite selfish. So now I'm pleased.
Yeah,
I'm pleased.
It's unusual, but like, it's a good thing. I see it.
It is a good thing. I don't even know what it is this week.
That's what I said.
You're right.
We could have cut that last five minutes out. But anyway,
at least we're not talking about soup this week. Anyway, right. Guess the year.
Oh yeah.
So your music clue was Taylor Swift released a fifth studio album, 1989, and your sport clue was Germany beat Argentina 1-0. In the final, after extra time, to win the World Cup. Do you want a film clue?
Film, yes, okay. I think we're going to say, like, politics or...
Well, I know you're really into film. So, Birdman. Ring any bells?
I remember there was a cartoon called Birdman, and I don't think it's that.
No, this is the film that was directed by Alejandro G. Iñárritu. Won four Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Director. I thought you were a bit of a film buff. No,
I watch films in the buff. Birdman was quite a funny cartoon, like a cheesy American cartoon. It was like a bit like Batman or Batfink. Do you remember Batfink?
No, this is not that.
I think it was probably before them two.
Oh dear.
But anyway, Birdman.
No,
so that film's clue hasn't helped at all.
Yeah, okay.
How many more clues have we got?
Just two.
Two more. I still haven't got a pen and paper. I'm not stand a chance.
Right, okay. It's because we keep nattering in between the songs, right? Let's play a bit of James Bruner, and then I will get you a pen and paper.
OMG. That? That's what it's called.
Stopped at a red light. She's walking right in front of me. Gotta play my cards right. Then find a way into a sheet. She caught me staring. I just got red and looked away. She says, you want it. Yeah, you want it, don't you? Even if the clothes stay on, I know it's not right for me to tell you what you want. But can you tell me you want me? Well, do you want me? Oh, there she goes. I'm still running out of time. Oh my God, you look incredible. You can't deny. You're undeniable. Heaven knows what I would do to you. I lose control and give you everything. I give you everything. I give you
That was OMG by James Bruner, American singer-songwriter, originally born and raised in Springfield. In which state? We've got a 1 in 50 chance.
Arizona.
No. Do you know, that's interesting, because there's a Springfield in every state. That's why
so I was
The Simpsons
right.
was...
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why The Simpsons is set in Springfield.
Did you know that Neighbours... Neighbours...
Yeah. Thanks for singing that, yeah.
The Erinsborough is an anagram of Neighbours. The town that they're set in.
Yes, I did know that.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a good one. I'd forgotten, though.
Yeah. I'd forgotten about it until you just said that little fact. Yeah. So anyway, let's get back to Bruner.
Yeah, so he's actually from Springfield in Illinois. He never got that. But he began playing the guitar at age 15, and he notes that Arctic Monkeys are one of his inspirations, which is quite cool, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. 15, how old is he now? You don't know, do you?
Doesn't say.
You've got limited knowledge.
Doesn't say here. No gigs of note. He's done all of his gigs so far this year. He had quite a lot of UK headline gigs and support dates earlier in the year. So I'm sure we'll see more of him.
But yeah, you sounded surprised when you said he started playing the guitar at 15 is quite late, I think, isn't it? You made it sound like...
Yeah.
I think it was a 5 or something.
Oh, no. Well,
15.
Preston Bird started when he was about 9, didn't he, or something? And the radio addicts are still about 9,
yeah,
aren't they?
They've been playing it when they were sperm.
sorry,
everybody.
Dear me.
Having your Sunday lunches.
Yeah. Enjoyed that one. Very nice. And we've got more American artists to come.
Have we?
In the form of other artists. Well, stay tuned.
Right, okay, good, yeah. Good. Well, we're just over 50% of the way through our songs.
We are indeed. And, just over 50% of the way through the show, because that's basically the same thing. How are you getting on with Guess the Year now you've got a pen and paper?
Well, I wrote down the clues.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I shake it off. I'm trying to get a... And it's got to be a World Cup year. So that,
it has.
That's got to help.
I've given you a leg up there. Yeah.
But yeah, I've got no idea at the minute. I'll need to.
Okay.
Need a minute to myself.
I'm gonna give you clue 4 of 5 now. So this is your world news clue. The outbreak of the West African Ebola epidemic escalated into a global health crisis. So the WHO declared it an international public health emergency as the virus spread rapidly through countries like Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea. So the Ebola outbreak became a global health crisis.
Ebola? Is it still around? Is that still
a thing? I think it still exists, but it's not. It's thankfully not as prevalent as it was in this year.
Ebola. Ebola, Birdman, Taylor Swift, Germany beat Argentina.
Any inklings?
Nope. I need to sit and think. Instead, stop talking to me.
Well, I think the next one is a fairly big clue. Your next clue is...
I think about the song.
UK news. So, yes. Okay.
Okay, thank you for that.
I'll give you about 2 minutes 33 to have a think about it.
Oh, is it only if I can play grocery bag as I'm thinking and stop calling me out? Is that possible?
It's a deal.
Deal.
Grocery bag, and that is our second American contingent this week. They're from Austin in Texas, formed in 2022.
I didn't know they're from Texas.
Yeah,
they've got a very strong 80s feel to them. I think you know, like they listen to it. It's got like a very I like it though. It pricked my ears as I was listening to it on the work radio.
Yeah, nice. I enjoyed them. Their debut album was Break You, released in 2023. And their new EP released this year, Dead Vault. Yes.
I know I'm only allowed one pick, but that would be my second track of the week.
Right.
But I can't... It's a strong week, isn't it?
Yeah, if we carried on down them routes,
it would be like the seventh track of the week.
Right? Yeah.
It would be like
yeah.
the worst
Basically,
track.
Yeah, rank them in.
Yeah, so we'll just leave it at one.
They've got a few gigs in September and October across... America, kind of Texas, New Mexico, but they're actually supporting Billy Idol in Arizona on September the 19th. It's pretty cool.
Not a bad gig.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see Swim School had supported Biffy Clyro?
Yeah, that's pretty
good. That's a big deal.
Did we see? We saw them at Yellow Arch, didn't we?
Yeah.
School.
Yeah.
They were good.
And Nothing But Thieves were the in-between headliners. There were them three bands: Swim School, Nothing But Thieves.
Yeah. I'm not that fussed about Biffy Clyro.
No, I'm
I'd
not.
Rather I can appreciate Swim School.
I can appreciate. But I think because they were from Edinburgh, and they were like an arena gig in Edinburgh, get a local band in.
Yeah.
But it's still a big deal for them.
Yeah. No, it's good.
So yeah, and they wouldn't have got there if it wasn't for us playing them. So. I don't. I'm entitled to my opinion, Luke.
Yeah, even if it's
completely wrong.
Yeah. anyway, cool. Okay, so are you ready for your fifth and final clue?
Oh God!
For this week's Guess the Year. Okay, this is UK news, and I think this is a fairly big clue. I think a lot of people will remember this. So, Scotland held an independence referendum, in which voters chose to remain part of the United Kingdom by a margin of 55.3%.
To
44.7%. Well done. I were testing you there, and you did it. Yeah, well done.
Well, it's not that hard, is it? But I bet Ivy could get that.
Yeah.
But anyway, good. Good, that's good, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, it's good that they voted in.
They decided to stay.
I think we're better together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, Scotland. I mean, I can remember the event, but...
Can you remember the year?
I don't know how people's brains work. I'd like to learn how people's brains work, because...
I think you just anchor yourself in where you were or what you were doing, the time of your life, where you were working, all that kind of thing. Just
I think
memories,
when,
isn't it?
When things happen, like, say...
Stuff.
Yeah, do you, like, file it in a year in your head, like intentionally make it, log it into a year?
No, but I kind of remember... where I was working at the time, where I lived, what car I had, that kind of stuff.
Mm. Yeah, well, I've got no idea what car I had.
Well, you don't even know what year. Okay, right, okay, fine. Well, look, I think it'll come
That's the final one, is it?
That is the final one.
So I've got a bit of an idea.
Okay, well, we're going to play Man, Woman, Chainsaw, and then I'm going to come to you and press you for an answer for Guess the Year.
Yes, and this, thank you, Wayne, is my record of the year. No, not the year, the week. We don't do it. It's not an annual thing, is
we're
it?
Only in August.
Yeah. Sorry, song of the week. This one is called Nosedive.
And that was Scott's record of the week, Nosedive from Man Woman Chainsaw. And yes, as Scott mentioned, that was sent in to us by a long-time friend of the show, Wayne. Thank you, Wayne, for that.
I know love you, big... long-time Wayne.
Oh, is that? I know he's a big fan of Man Woman Chainsaw. And if you're a regular listener and you want to get something into us, you can get in touch via the socials. We are the Sunday Sounds Podcast. Tell us if you've got something that you've discovered that you like and we'll try and get it on. But yeah, they're London-based. Lots going on. Violins, synths, pianos, guitars. It's quite
it's quite a good... I like it. It's a good song.
It's nice.
First time it's ever happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean liking a song. The first time I've had a record of the week that's not been my pick.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Yes,
But yeah, they released their debut EP, Easy Peasy. And they've got quite a few bits coming up. August has been busy. Then they're heading off to Belgium in September. And then they are coming back to Ireland in September on the 19th, 20th in Dublin. And then they've got gigs in Manchester, Leeds, Newcastle, Glasgow, and then they're also playing Float Along on the 26th. So you could, if you're local,
really? I didn't know there. They were playing there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it then. Indeed. I'm definitely going to Float Along.
There you go. And then, yeah, they've got other gigs in the UK, and then they're heading over to America in October.
Did you say where they were from? I zoned out a little bit.
yes, thanks for that.
I would think I was reading something.
It just says London-based.
Oh, right, so fair enough.
I don't know if that means they're originally from somewhere else, but they are based in... in the UK.
In London. The capital, I call it, yeah.
Well done.
Good.
Right.
Oh, God, yeah.
We've reached the conclusion of Guess the Year. So, how are you doing at home? Hopefully better than Scott, because he does look a little bit bereft. I'm going to run back through the clues. So, your first clue, the sport clue. Germany beat Argentina 1-0 in the FA Cup final. The FIFA World Cup final, after extra time. Taylor Swift released a fifth studio album, 1989. That was your music clue. Your film clue, Birdman premiered and went on to win 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Director. In news of the world, the outbreak of Ebola spreads and becomes a global health crisis. And UK news of this year, Scotland held an independence referendum in which voters chose to remain part of the United Kingdom. This all happened in the same year. What year are you thinking? I mean, I've narrowed it down to a World Cup year, so that's,
yeah, so
that
I'm
should
gonna
make
be,
it a little
it's either
going to
be right or 4 years off, I suspect.
Well, that depends if you remember when the World Cup was held, but yeah logically that makes sense.
Yeah.
What do you think at home? What do you think, Scott Brady?
Oh, I've just literally just changed it, so yeah, it's probably going to be wrong now. I hate this game. Let's just do something else. Let's just sack it off and let's go to the pub.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 2010.
Ooh. Unfortunately not. That would have meant that Taylor Swift would have been about 20, 21.
2014 then.
It was 2014.
That's what I changed it to from 2014.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, well, you naffed it up there. Yeah, because I was going to say, I could have said, Germany won the World Cup in Brazil. 2010, I think, was South Africa, wasn't it? That was the World Cup of the Vuvuzelas. It was horrible. Bad luck, mate. Bad luck. I mean, you were as close as you could have got.
Yeah. You were further off than 4 years the other day, weren't you?
Yeah, well, you did something in
1928.
We don't need to.
But yeah, it was a long way off, actually.
Much.
I remember.
Don't need to dwell.
No, we do need to dwell.
Bad luck. Hopefully, you did better at home. That was the return of Guess the Year. And just one song left to play, Scott. And this is another highly acclaimed band. They're called Grandma's House.
Where do you get this one from?
Well, they're part of the lineup that are also playing Float Along in a few weeks' time. Oh. But this is their brand new single, and it was released on the 21st of August. It's called Blue Oblivion.
You're in my
Brand new from Grandma's House. That is Blue Oblivion.
Another crackalacker.
Strong.
As the zebra says off Madagascar.
I do not know, watched it.
You never watch Oakley.
Well, I don't watch.
I tell you what I have watched. I watched Obsessed.
Oh, the horror film.
Yeah, it is a horror film. But
low budget. I think it was only filmed off $750,000 and it's done extremely well, hasn't it?
It was one of the few films that did better in the second week at the box office from word of mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Normally they get the highest rating, obviously, in the opening week.
Our friend Richie, we go running with occasionally, he was telling me about it, says it's fantastic. So I'm glad you enjoyed it as well.
I wouldn't say it's fantastic. He's welcome to do
that.
He'll deny this, but
he's a compulsive liar.
Very good.
Thank you.
No, we enjoyed it, though. It were decent.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you enjoyed
it. Quick review there. 7 out of 10.
You made me do it out of 100 when I was telling you about Odyssey.
Right, 77 out of 100. That's closer to 8.
It's a ridiculous yardstick to measure by.
It's perfect. It's a percentage. Yeah.
Anyway, let me get back to Grandma's House. So they have a busy rest of the year, it's fair to say. They've got European and UK dates. They're doing a headline run for the Baby You're a Winner Tour, which is their album. They're playing Liverpool, Leeds, coming to Sheffield on September 26th. There's too many to mention. They're playing loads of dates in Europe. It'd take me the rest of the show to go through them. But check out their socials or Ents24 if you want to. Go and see them. I would recommend it. I enjoyed those.
Oh, very good. Yeah, good. Indeed. Another good set of tracks. 7 good songs.
Strong.
I don't know we're going to keep doing it.
Strong.
We're going to run out eventually and we'll end up playing some right old rubbish. But for now, let's just enjoy what we can do, I reckon.
Fair enough. Did you see that Feet have been added to the lineup for Jarred Up Festival, which is happening in October?
Did you send me that?
I did.
You did, didn't you?
I did indeed, yeah.
Where is that one at?
Also Sydney and Matilda.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What's the one at Scarborough?
Scarborough? Why have you got an obsession with Scarborough?
I haven't.
All right then. That's the end of that. I don't know. This could go on for a while, so we'll... Maybe
I'll get jarred up, but it's not obviously, is it?
No, I'm not sure.
Anyway, fair enough.
What are you doing for the rest of the week, Scott Brady?
Just taking it easy. Not doing much, really.
You've done your knee, haven't you?
Yeah, repairing my knee.
Yeah.
Elevated. Voltarol. Yeah. My dad gets prescription strength Voltarol, so I've been up to cut... Rub some of that in. It's got a higher percentage of diclofenac.
Is that because it's somebody else's?
What do you mean?
Well, you mean because it's prescribed rather than bought over the shop.
You can't buy it in the shop. It's prescribed. It's prescription only.
Probably illegal. Don't tell me anymore.
Yeah.
Don't tell me
anymore. Did I say my dad?
Yeah.
I met my dad's neighbour.
Yeah. Met Carl Maloney.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what we've got time for.
There
probably
we go.
Just as well before we incriminate ourselves anymore. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you all next week, same time, and all that jazz. All of the best.
Fall tie the fall. women and babes are heartless and weak, sighing and moaning on Ilka Green Lona, the floor.